Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're ready to take your phone calls right here on Sean and RJ right here on 105 through the fan, the truckwreck.com text line, 877-881-1053 if you want to stay involved in the conversation. Appreciate you joining us on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. We're going to hear from Phoenix Radio a little bit later on in the show as Troy has been spying on Phoenix Radio this morning. We'll see what they've got to say after their team couldn't cast the checks that their mouths wrote last week right here on Sean and RJ. Right now, though, let's go to the phone lines right here on Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan. And let's go to Corey. Corey in Austin, you are on Sean and RJ this morning on 105.3 The Fan. What you got for us?
What's going on, guys? I just wanted to say, you know, everybody's been doubting us. We don't have defense. You know, we were looking kind of down when we had Kristaps still, but these trades, this team, you know, I just really can't even notice who we are. We're just coming out the gates. Yesterday, I had a lot of friends texting me, oh, game seven, Luka's not going to do it. That is what the basketball game is all about when Luka Doncic is in control. There's no team that can stand with him. We're going to see Golden State, but I think when we're on that type of roll, nobody can touch us.
Man, I wonder what the
appreciate the phone call, Corey.
Defensively, the right thing to do is, like, if you're playing the Mavs, like, do you just try to stop Luka and make the other guys beat you, or do you let him get everything and then say none of your other guys are going to get open looks? And we're, you know, like, what is the right thing to do? Because right now, like, I don't know that anybody could stop him. The dude's on a mission. I don't know. I someone will be able to figure something out to slow him down, and it'll come over the next, you know, 15 years. But it doesn't seem like it's happening today. That's for damn sure.
And that's the scary part, is you think about who is going to be defending Luka Doncic. I don't think the Warriors have a great answer on that, on how they're going to defend him. Now, I do expect him to throw multiple bodies at him, whether it be Wiggins, you know, Kuminga, multiple bodies at Doncic. But there isn't one single guy on the Warriors who I look at and say, that dude is capable of slowing down Luka Doncic. I think he'll be able to have his way when it comes to him taking on the Golden State Warriors. Let's go to Mike out in Fort Worth. Mike, apparently you got something you want to get off your chest directly to RJ Choppy. What you got for us?
Man.
Yeah, Choppy's talking about every time he steps on the court, he's by far the best player in the NBA. That's not true. That's great players. You got Josh Morant from Memphis. You got Trae Young from Atlanta. You got Jordan Moose. You got Adonis from Milwaukee. Every time Luka plays, steps on the field, on the court, he's not by far. You can say he's better than Josh Morant, but not by far. So that's a bunch of hyperbole.
Look, I don't know if he's better than Josh Morant or Ja Morant, whichever one you want to talk about. No, I didn't say he was. I said that of the teams remaining in the playoffs.
Yes.
The four teams left, us, Golden State, Boston, Miami. He is, without question, the best player remaining. It's not close. Now, if Milwaukee had won last night, you know, it's probably Giannis. Giannis is probably still slightly better than Luka. Trae Young, get out of here with Trae. That Trae Young.
He was trending a little bit last night as well.
Out of here with that. Trae Young.
I think both teams won.
What
that
playoff round
trade
did they get to this year?
I mean, last year, I mean, the Hawks, you know, made their surprise run, of course.
Yeah,
you know,
they did. That was cool. It was cute. You know, they did the East. Wow, wonderful.
You know, so I think both teams won that trade. But
Trae Young.
Right now, Luka Doncic is reigning and looming large. He's going to be a first-team All-NBA selection for the third year in a row. Like that's
Luka?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
That's undisputed when it comes to him and his play this year. Let's go to Louisville. Jordan in Louisville. You're on with Sean and RJ. What you got for us on the Mavs?
Hey, how's it going, you guys? First time caller.
Appreciate it.
I basically think that's going to go one way, basically. If they have one of their four star players between Curry, Thompson, Poole, and Wiggins, if one of them goes off, I think the Mavericks will win. If two of them go off, it'll be a close game. If three of them go off, the Warriors are going to win by a blowout. If four of them go off, definitely Warriors are going to win by a blowout. But I do appreciate you guys' call. Thank you.
It has a chance to be close in this series. I will say that because you've got the two best teams remaining in the Western Conference, and they've got two superstars on their squad. And they're going to be leading both of their respective teams. And the championship pedigree of the Golden State Warriors cannot be understated and what that means for their experience. Jason Kidd has talked about throughout the course of the season, you know, our team is young when it comes to their experiences in the playoffs. Not necessarily young in terms of their age, because they're not. You know, they got obviously young guys with Luka Doncic, you know, Josh Green, Jalen Brunson. But this team, they've got some guys that are, you know, 29, 30, 31 years old who have been in this league for a while.
Yeah.
How they play in this round is going to tell us a lot about how they've grown as a team.
You know, well. I don't know that I co-sign with the Warriors currently having a pedigree of greatness, because they are not the same team.
They're definitely a different team.
They're older, man. Like that, you know, like they were great. Klay Thompson is I mean, he still has not, I don't think, played up to his career standards.
He had a fantastic game in game six.
Sure.
And closing out Memphis.
But night after night, he's not the same guy. Steph is not the same guy either. He's a little bit older. But he's 35, 34 years old. And then Draymond is a great agitator, right? Great, a tremendous disruptor of the flow of another team. Very good defensively. Great passer. But he's not a threat to score ever, really. I mean, they call him triple single for a reason.
Yeah, what he does is the most unique skill set in the league, and how he perfectly fits with, you know, Steve Kerr and that team asks him to do on a night-to-night basis, and how they go about wanting to play winning basketball. He's going to be an X factor, obviously, in how he handles his business, you know, at the center spot for the Golden State Warriors. Let's go to Oak Cliff. Johnny in Oak Cliff, what you got when it comes to the Mavericks and the NBA playoffs?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, good, man. Appreciate it.
The man. Hey, what's up, Kevin? Hey, what's up, RJ? And
what up?
Welcome back, Troy. The Mavs is finna beat the Heat, bro. I mean, just straight up. I've been listening to, like, a lot of y'all callers, and it's only one perspective, one view. And, you know, it's just everybody's confused because it's uncertain, or they just don't want to put faith in the Mavericks. I mean, first of all, I say the Heat are going to beat Boston because Jimmy and Tyler and all them are balling. I mean, like, really, there's no denying that. Without Jason, Smart, and there's one more of them dudes over there, Brown. Like, that's just not enough for the Heat.
Well, it's going to be a tremendous series between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics, and whoever comes out of that series will have earned the right to be the Eastern Conference champion, because Jimmy Butler's going to bring it. Obviously, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, how terrific they've been in the NBA playoffs. Tatum has taken his confidence to another level. I think his Team USA experience has really helped him in terms of how he feels about how he can go out and dominate ball games, and you've seen that through the course of this playoffs. Let's go to Arlington. Michael, you're in Arlington. What you got for us here on Sean and RJ?
Well, I guess I'm a little bit worried about two aspects. One of them is, it seems like when Luka and the guys, when they're torching from the arc, it doesn't seem like anybody can keep up with us. But it just takes them being a little cold, and it's really hard for us to get back into the game. And I'm not aware too much of how off Steph Curry is and those guys. I don't watch a lot of other basketball. But I'm wondering, because of the psychological aspect of things, I mean, we had the Suns out in the middle of the second quarter. You could see them just diminishing in their posture, how they were playing. They did, because we were torching them from the arc. And I'm just worried about how we will match up if we come out a little cold.
That's a valid concern. You know, it's a make or miss league. And we know the Golden State Warriors can put points up really quickly. And the Mavericks defensively are going to have to be at their very best in order to try to keep them at bay, because we know how lethal the Warriors can be. And the Mavericks hot and cold when it comes to their shooting. They were great, you know, in game seven, knocking down 19 three-pointers. They'll need to do a lot of that of the same against the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals.
Yep. I mean, you're not going to get a game like last night, I don't think, in this next series. Golden State is too good of a shooting team, and they're not gutless. They're not gutless.
That is one thing they are not.
No, they don't have a guy who just loves to give up and quit and fail like Chris Paul. They're not gutless. You're not going to beat them by 50 or 40 or 30, and you might not even beat them by 20. Of course, I said that they were just down by 55 like three nights ago. but the likelihood of that happening remotely close again is quite slim. But they're definitely beatable. This is not an infallible basketball team. You could definitely get by Golden State. They're obviously clearly the favorites. Vegas, like we had said a moment ago, opened them up at a large favorite, minus 280. Huge. I mean, you got to bet $280 to win 100. Like, they are an enormous favorite. I mean, that's a big number. I mean, the Mavs plus 225, I think that's a fantastic bet.
Let's go to Phoenix. Dorothy in Phoenix. Tolo watched the game out of the Phoenix bar. Dorothy, talk to us. How you doing?
Good. How are y'all? Thank God for Odyssey. I would not be able to survive out here without y'all every day.
Yes.
So the bar was electrical. I mean, it just packed. You could, standing room only at the beginning, trash talking going back and forth. By second quarter, I was on an island by myself. Everybody was gone, tabbed out, booing up, talking so much smack. Love Mavs fans. They stay there till the end, but these guys cleared out. It was greatness.
Well, shout out to you, Dorothy, for being the Tolo and cheering on your Mavericks and putting up with all the Phoenix fans who had nothing to cheer for by the time you got to the end of the game. Shout out to Dorothy joining us and listening on the Odyssey app. And hopefully she's enjoying Sean and RJ this morning. Let's go to...
I could only imagine Troy being in enemy territory like that.
Oh, my God. I would have loved that.
Yep.
Just relished in it.
Pulling up the entire night.
Yeah.
Let's go to Westlake. Wayne, out in Westlake, you're on with Sean and RJ. What you got for us?
Hey, fellas. Great morning to be a Mavs fan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And first thing I'd like to say is welcome to Spencer Dinwiddie. Welcome to the playoffs.
All right, right. Good to see you.
Thank you for your help. I mean, I think when we are on, when you got Klebs, you got Bullock, you got Spencer, you got JB. When everyone's hitting, no one's going to touch us. No one's going to beat us because we got way too much talent. I think what happened, and I think Barkley made a fantastic point. He said, when Luka got hurt, he said, that is going to turn out to be one of the best things that's happened to us. Because he said, JB and Spencer really grew up when Luka was hurt. But we've got to mesh all this together. And I think when Luka and JB kind of split the point guard responsibilities, and you see Luka bring it in one time, and then you see Brunson bring it in the next. They started doing that a little bit. And if it always goes through Luka, I think they get our number. And Luka, I don't know if he gets a little tired or if they just figure us out. But when you throw the talent of Brunson now, Brunson's a star, man.
Yeah.
And you put it, I mean, he can finish almost like nobody else. I mean, he can finish. I just want to. And he is starting to play with confidence. Or he has most of the season this year. My gosh, he's a different player than he was two or three years ago.
Oh, yeah, totally different player. By the way, Wayne, just a quick question before I let you go. What's your occupation?
I'm a physician.
You're a physician. Wow. Okay, I appreciate it. Hey, thanks. What kind of physician?
Why? Why? I'm a retina doctor.
Oh, very really? Good.
I got a sty right now. Okay. I really need help with.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Wayne. I appreciate it, man.
All right.
All right, okay. See. Do you know the median home price in Westlake is $2.5
million? Yeah.
Good Lord.
I got to drive by it every day.
That's
really annoying.
What did he say?
I was wondering why. I was like, why is Troy getting on his personal business like that?
He's coming from Westlake. He told his driver... Call this number.
No, they didn't have a driver. Wow. It's by a G-Wagon.
Wow.
Well, we need to go to Wayne's house.
I was like, Troy getting all on his grill about his business. Like, what kind of job is that? What kind of occupation?
Man,
I see what you're doing.
I was eye to eye.
So they've got it. I got to drive by it. It's right on 114, right, before I get to my house. And they've got, like, this new kind of development in the front of it where they're having condos and stuff. These condos are like $1.5 million. It's insane.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.